so much for tuning into the Rage Student Ministries podcast. Here's one of the current messages from our youth group, and I hope that it speaks to you.
It's easy to find one that will compromise, but it's not easy to find one that's willing to stay. But to heaven, it's a one way, one truth, one life. That's why we're not ashamed of the name of Jesus, and we don't care.
Baseline living. It's that comfortable place that we all have in our lives that we're scared to move out past. Now, I've had a lot of different baseline experiences, and as I was writing this message, I was trying to wrap my mind around a few, and these aren't like super deep. They're not like, you know, I was born an orphan and like a million different things like that. What these are just different things I thought maybe you guys could relate to, because maybe there's some common things that you have. And the first one is I do not like heights. Don't like heights. In my entire life, I have had a fear of flying. Anybody else, you relate to this? You don't like tall buildings. You're like, scared to fly. But I also have a heart for missions. And as you know, it's hard to do a lot of missions without flying. Boats take a long time, okay? And they're really expensive. Can't get too far in missions without flying. So there came a day when I had to face this fear. I got on a plane and I remember my hands shaking. I felt like I was going to throw up and pass out. It was scary. It was freaky. I did not like it. And that plane took off and I felt like I was going to die. I'm like, no. And then I realized, well, there's no turning back. I look out the window about 500 feet up and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. I love to fly. I like staring out the window the whole time. This is great. But I got to experience that because I stepped away from the baseline. I pushed through that fear and I got on the plane anyways, and it's opened the door to a lot of different missions experiences. Got to do some really cool stuff because I was willing to face a fear. Now another one, some of you guys seen this. Those who went to Kings Island, you're in my group, you're like, yeah, roller coasters. I hate roller coasters. I don't like them. They're tall, they're fast. I like the fast, but I don't like the tall. I see we're back to heights again. I don't like roller coasters. I like to be in control of things. I can't control a roller coaster. They strap you in and they say, good luck. I don't like that. So at Kings Island, I'm like, I'm going to have fun. So I end up in the group. They're like, roller coaster junkies. And I'm like, whoo. I get into line and I'm like, oh, this one's short. I don't think this is a big roller coaster. Turned out it was the biggest one there. And I'm like, okay, not a short line after all. This 10-minute thing that I think I can push through is like, 45-minute wait, and I'm like, oh, man. And then they keep saying on the announcement, like, 280-foot drop. And I'm like, oh, no. About 280 steps back the other way. But they don't let you get out of line. And so push through the fear, and I'm white-knuckled, and we're climbing. I think David Sawyer, you were next to me, weren't you? And we shot down for forever, and I spoke in tongues the entire ride. And we got to the end, and I'm like, that was awesome, yes! I was like, yeah, let's go on another one. And I had an amazing time with all of you, screaming like a 6-year-old girl, because I stepped through the baseline. I pushed through the fear of it. Obviously, tonight I want to get a little deeper than just superficial things like that. Baseline living to the Christian is where you are now without a further pursuit of Jesus or further greater life. It's being okay with zero growth. Zero development in your character. Zero growth in your walk with Jesus. It's just kind of trying to maintain, and that's okay. I guess I'll just coast. That's baseline living. And I want you to understand that baseline living, one, is not enough for Christians, and two, baseline living kills dreams. God placed a dream in your heart. He placed a God-sized dream in you, a purpose for each of you, and baseline living will kill that. It will kill it. You'll never fulfill what God has called you to be, the plans and the dreams that he's given you, if you stay in the baseline. Instead, you'll be watching him die. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open up to 1 Kings chapter 19. Going OT tonight. We're actually going to be in this scripture for the next 3 weeks. Tonight plus two after. 1 Kings chapter 19, we're in the 19th through the 21st verses. When you get there, shout something out so I know you're there. A couple of you. 1 Kings 19, verses 19 through 21. Hey, if you're wondering where 1 Kings is, it's right before 2 Kings. So just open up your Bible. You want to get there. As we're looking, let's pray. Father, we thank you for just the opportunity to worship you tonight, God. We thank you that you haven't just called us to average. God, you've called us to a greater purpose than you. And Lord, as we open up your holy scripture, the very roadmap you've given us for our lives, I pray that it'll show us the path we need to be on. I pray, Lord, that you'll illuminate things within our hearts, shine your light onto the things that need to be changed so we can pursue a greater calling with you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so Book of 1 Kings, you find this amazing prophet of God named Elijah. Elijah, not Shah. Shah's in there too. We'll get to him in a minute. So Elijah, this is fire from heaven, Elijah. You guys know this story, right? He goes up and all the prophets of Baal, and he's like soaking it with water because he has such a deep faith in God. And God's like, whoosh, erupts fire from heaven to consume the altar. Science, actually, this is a cool thing. Science has actually proven that's happened. They have found on the top of Mount Carmel where that event happened, and we know that because the Bible tells us so. Scientists have found rocks that have been so intensely burnt with heat they say is not possible to even get that hot up there. Rocks that are scorched and burnt in the exact place the Bible says this happened. So that's a cool fact. So that's neat. So you find this great prophet named Elijah, this amazing man of God. The Lord speaks to him and he says, hey, I want you to go to a young man named Elisha. Elisha, I want you to anoint him. I want you to appoint him as your successor. Basically, I want you to train your replacement. Pretty simple task, right? You already know what you're doing. You just got to show somebody else how to do it. So that's where we pick up here. 1 Kings 19, verses 19 through 21. So Elijah went from there, and he found Elisha, son of Shaphat, not Snapchat, okay? Didn't have Snapchat back then. He was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen, and he himself was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him, threw his cloak around him, and then Elisha, left his oxen and ran after Elijah. Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye, he said, and then I'll come with you. Go back, Elijah replied. What have I done to you? So Elisha left him and went back. He took his yoke of oxen and he slaughtered them. He burned the plowing equipment to cook the meat and gave it to people and they ate. And then he set out to follow Elijah and become his servant. Text verse for the next few weeks. There's a lot that we need to pull out of this. A lot to get us off a baseline. And the first thing I want you to understand is Elisha, when Elijah found him, was living a baseline life. Living an average life. He was comfortable with farming. It's what he knew. He had all the equipment for it. It's what he did every day. Now, part of me wants to think that Elisha couldn't have been fully content with his occupation in life. I think he wanted something more. I think parts of him screamed, man, I am sick of staring at the back of oxen rears all day long. God has given me something greater than this. There's got to be something more. And the reason my mind is kind of getting to that logic is it says in verse 20 that he ran after Elijah. He ran. Now, you don't run after an opportunity for greater if you're satisfied with average. You simply don't do it. That's just foolishness. But something inside of Elisha stirred that day, something that was screaming for a life better than baseline. Life better than just the average. I believe there was a call he was hearing inside that said, you're created for so much more than this. And Elisha realized it was time for him to get off the baseline. He ran to Elijah. He ran. The call to greater begins with stepping out of baseline living. Just one step is where it begins. Now, Elisha knew stepping off of baseline living would begin a lifelong journey to greater. A lifelong journey. Verse 20, it says he left his oxen. He left the baseline. He said goodbye to his family, the comfortable, the familiar, the baseline. And it says, then he began the journey. He began the journey. Now, there's this old saying, all of you have probably heard it a million times. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And that is true here, too. It is true when we go towards the call of greater. It begins with a single step, and that step is off of the baseline. Now, those of you who went to Atlanta, when you think of that journey, where did it begin? It began in this room when it was presented, and you took a step up out of your chair, and you came to an altar, and you sat in a circle, and you heard about a missions opportunity coming up next year. It started with a journey. It started with a step, the journey to the altar, and that step to get you there. And then it was another step of filling out the application, another step of raising the money, another step of going to the trainings. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't just like you sign up and you go. You just show up one day and you just appear in Atlanta. It took a little bit of purpose, a little bit of direction, a little bit of intentionality to get there. And so it is in the pursuit of greater than average. It begins with a single step. There's something else I want you to get out of this. In verse 21, it says that Elisha set out to become a mentor, to mentor under him, to be the next successor. That shows us that he hadn't achieved greater yet. He didn't learn everything yet. He wasn't trained. And by all outer appearances, he was just average. He was just average. Average farmer. Average after he took the step out, minus the hindrance, the distractions, the fears of baseline living. More on that next week. Make sure to be here. But on the inside, so you see all this average on the outside, on the inside, the seed of greater was beginning to grow. That stirring began to gain a bit of momentum with that step out in faith, that step off of baseline. It began to grow the passion that God had placed in him. Now, often I think we have this misconception that we need to achieve or we need to clean up before we pursue the greater things that God has for us, a greater depth in our walk with Jesus. And that's simply not the case. All throughout scriptures, all throughout, we see men and women who had not cleaned up their lives completely yet, because you will never clean up to the point of absolute holiness. That's why Jesus came. They hadn't achieved anything of great significance worth being used by God or for the seeking of a greater purpose. They hadn't achieved anything better than what they are already living for. That's one of the biggest lies the enemy tells us, is you must first do this. You must first do that. You must X, Y, and Z before God will use you, before you can pursue a walk with Jesus. The truth is, you can't clean up enough. Christ died on the cross for you. You need to leave baseline and head towards Jesus, your filthy rags and all. And I want you to get this. This is super important. This does not mean an abandoning or a neglect of pursuing a life of holiness. It's not saying that. You still pursue holiness, but you don't expect to be made perfect before you go. God makes you on the way. It says when we die, we will be made perfected. But it's credited to us as righteousness. It's given to us in advance because of the sacrifice of what Jesus did. It's a day-by-day thing. Now, just like Elisha set out to become, and he stayed the course to greatness, you can too. You can too. But it begins with leaving the baseline. Remember, Elisha ran. He ran. His first step was to leave the baseline. Then he said goodbye. He got rid of the hindrances, the things that were kind of holding him back. And he pursued forward, saying, I am not made into this yet, but I'm on a journey towards greater. God's going to use me. He went with an expectancy, knowing God had a greater plan than what he was already doing. So I wonder tonight, what's your baseline? What is your baseline? What's the comfortable? What's the familiar? What's that thing that holds you back? Maybe it's just the comfort of routines that you've been in for a while. Maybe it's different habits that you've had and you say, well, I've just always kind of done this. That's religion, not relationship. Maybe it's different friends that you've made. Maybe you don't want to be alone. Maybe it's this fear of rejection, a fear of failure. God, what if I step out for a greater purpose and you don't use me? That fear, that lie the enemy places in us to keep us on the baseline. Maybe it's an unhealthy habit that you have. It's negative self-imagery. It's cutting. It's pornography. It's lust. It's unhealthy relationships in your life. But they're baseline familiar. They're comfortable. But they're suffocating the dreams God's put in your life. Choking the life out of them. Because they're familiar. Because they're comfortable. God has called each of you to a greater purpose than you are living for now. Each and every one of you. You've got to get off baseline first. And baseline can be anything that's hindering you from the pursuit of a greater depth in your walk with Jesus. Anything. The scriptures tell us that anything we put in front of God is idolatry. What's the number one commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. Yeah, he tells us when you put something in front of me, you're elevating that to the place of a god. What's your god? What's your god? Because that's your baseline. And that's what you need to take a step off of tonight. Will you leave the average? Will you leave the comfortable? Will you run after a greater calling? So maybe leaving baseline for you tonight is stepping into a relationship with Jesus for the first time. Maybe it's coming back to that. I don't know what it is for you, but God knows. Everybody go ahead and bow their head, close their eyes. I just ask that you do that out of privacy for the people around you. If that's you tonight and you're saying, man, I just never given my life to Jesus. I've never taken the opportunity to pursue a relationship with him. I'm starting to realize now that, yeah, there is things I've put in my life that shouldn't be there. They're in the place that only Jesus should have. Or maybe you've given your life to him before, but you're just away from him. You're in these habits, you're in these ruts, and you're just doing things you know you shouldn't. Things that have now become baseline. And you say, tonight, I want to get right with Jesus. I want to give my life back to him. I want to pursue the things that he has for me, a greater calling than I'm living for now. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. If you want to give your life to him for the first time or coming back. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your honesty. There's a couple of the leaders that are making their way to the back right now. If that was you and you raised your hand, I'm just going to ask you to do something bold. I'm going to ask you to step off baseline. I'm going to ask you to stand up right now and head to the back. These people love to pray with you. They want to talk to you about what it means, the decision you've made. The rest of you can look up here. I wonder how many of you are saying tonight, I'm willing to take a step off of baseline. I'm willing to step away from average, away from comfort, away from familiar. Because I believe God has a greater call for my life. I believe God has something greater for me. If that's you, just like we said a few minutes ago, journey of 1,000 miles, the call to greater begins with that of a single step. I don't want you just to come up here to make me feel good. I don't care about that. I care about your growth in Jesus. I care about your honesty. So if you truly say, man, I want a greater depth in my walk with Christ. If you really mean that, I want you to stand where you are. And I want you to come forward to the altar. Because stepping up to the altar tonight is laying down that thing that hinders you. It doesn't mean that you've overcome it yet. It means that you're coming to the one who can help you overcome. That can give you the freedom. And this is where getting off of baseline begins. This is where your pursuit of greater, your journey to the plans God has for you begins. It begins with the pursuit of Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, if you're standing, go ahead, come to the altar, find a place, and I want you just to spend a few minutes praying with Jesus about whatever that baseline average is for you. Leaders, at this time, just feel free to make your way through the altars and just pray over students.
Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Rage Student Ministries podcast. We are a local youth ministry located in East Lansing, Michigan. We meet every Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you're ever around, feel free to check us out. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.